Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia is to help you awaken your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Hello, 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 everyone, and namaste. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. Each Sunday, 11 a.m. PST, 2 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. GMT, on the Awakening Talk Show, we'll have some of very interesting discussions, meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches, speakers, sound masters and authors, helping you to find the wise wisdom at the core of your being. And so, as ever, everyone, the question is, are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy? And if so, how are you accessing and using it? Well, welcome, dearest hearts. Today I am honored and privileged to say that we are joined by Kimberly Ann Christensen, who is a Doctor of Divinity, the founder and creator of Life Path International. And Kimberly Ann has been blessed with the gift of vibrational resonance, which, if you like me, hadn't quite heard of that before, it's a form of psychic seeing. And she is directly connected to the angelic realm. She uses her gifts to share both universal and angelic knowledge. And this bit I love about her is she is also a love expert and mentor. And today she's going to help us to further explore this divine feminine energy within us. And we're going to be talking about, in particular, strengthening the divine feminine. And we're going to do that by awakening to love with the gift of goodbye. And so I feel that sounds extremely interesting, and I'm sure you'll agree. So Kimberly, hi, how are you? Welcome.
Hello, Patricia. Nice to hear from you. Good morning, Sunday.
Good morning. Good afternoon and good evening.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. It's morning still here in California. Sorry,
yeah.
Out there with you.
we've just had supper here in UK, but we're doing fine. Kimberly, how did you arrive at all this work that you're doing? Tell me, how did you get into it all?
It's a really long story, so let's see if I can give you the short version. Once I opened up my gifts, I realized that it was time for me to change. I had been an educator for 15 years, and it was time for me to start my own business. And I realized that I needed a spiritual mentor, and so I found one, and I went into a healing kind of a healing process for 5 years. I tell people it's kind of like being in a convent without walls. Literally, okay. I was kind of trained as a nun.
Oh, right. Whoa.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Definitely the concept of humility, honoring Mother Mary, honoring Jesus. They're kind of like my soul line. I ended up adopting some... becoming a Catholic in a way, but a spiritual Catholic, which, you know, when you have spiritual gifts, they're not honored by the church. So you can't really be a
Yeah, I was just going to ask there, you know, did that involve a religion? So obviously it did to some extent.
Only because I am very connected to those. People who tend to come to me have some background in Catholicism. Either they were raised Catholic, or they went to a Catholic school, or there is someone in their family who was Catholic. It's amazing. Ever since I opened up my gifts and I started working on my life path, the people who come, I would say about 90% of my clients, when I was doing sound and crystal healing and intuitive readings, were Catholic or had some background in Catholicism. So yeah. It's because the saints are so strong, and Mother Mary of the Divine Feminine, who I work with, she has been calling people so strongly. And if you're not in the church, then you need to hear it from a different source. So I've become, you know, a mini messenger for her and for St. Anne, who I'm named after. That was my confirmation name from St. Anne, her mother.
Beautiful.
So that's my Divine Feminine route.
And you know what I picked up in there, that you did sound healing?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
It's sound and crystal healing. So we would bring in clients who were needing alignments, who were needing spiritual cleansing, who were needing all sorts of spiritual work, core disconnections. And we use music.
Okay.
So using music and crystals together with the vibrations, because I'm a vibrational reader. I mean, it's really some of the most powerful work I've ever seen. And very quickly, people are healed using crystals and sound.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. That sounds like a whole other night, actually, on this radio show. But we'll move on, because do you feel... Well, so that's how you came to it all. So tonight, we're really focusing on strengthening the divine feminine within. So what words of advice would you give then to our listeners? How would you go about doing that?
My principle, what I work with people, is to take ownership of yourself, your values, your desires, and to learn how to release the gatekeeper, who is the robber of happiness, who kind of keeps you from accessing those pieces of yourself that are authentic and divine.
So tell me more about this gatekeeper. Can you explain that term? What do you mean by that?
So the gatekeeper is what I consider your shadow. And that shadow is about your old patterns, beliefs, things that you've taken in about yourself, right? And what the gatekeeper does, it maintains those old stories, right? And so when we allow the gatekeeper to keep us at a certain level, because really our minds just remember the pieces that they want us to remember. I mean, our chakras hold everything, but it's the mind that says, oh, wait, you said you like this, so we're going to keep it this way. We're going to keep the status quo. Really, it's a status quo keeper. And sometimes it's a holder of things that aren't true about us. And so it's really, really important for us, if we're ever going to embrace our divine feminine, to really embrace who we are, is to recognize that this gatekeeper was there just to kind of, you know, keep things the way they are. But he needs to know to let go.
Yes.
Whatever the gatekeepers are, because we have quite a few, actually.
Absolutely. And so would you kind of relate him to what I would call the left brain, the ego, the mind, rather than allowing you to get into your heart? Would you equate it to that?
Absolutely. It has a lot to do with your beliefs and patterns of beliefs that you store in your mind, right, that hold you to a certain level.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it is unbelievable, the power of our beliefs, if you like. Would you agree?
Oh, they're so... It's why I named my program The Gift of Goodbye. In order to awaken to love, you have to be able to let go and say goodbye to things, because otherwise you'll never move forward, right? And life is about growth. It's about movement. It's about, the passion, energy, emotions are energy in motion. So if we're not moving and at a nice pace, right, we get stagnant. Mm-hmm. So it's so important to say goodbye to things that are kind of holding us in place and keeping us back from growing.
Absolutely. So how do you do that with people? Do you get them to consciously write down what they believe the things are that are holding them back? Or do you use ways, or I suppose you use your psychic skills to access their subconscious?
One of the things, especially with the program that I'm releasing, I do meditations, guided journeys, guided visualizations. Yeah. And mm-hmm. so the key, what makes things most authentic, is when you can access your own information inside. You know, because our goal is to always look under the veil of who we are, right? Not always wearing the mask, right? But to see who we are authentically. And sometimes we don't even know we can. So the guided journeys that I take people on help them to access that piece of them that's going to tell them the truth, right? That's going to show them, you know, this is what it really is. And I know it works because it took about a year and a half. I had to do all of this soul work on myself. You know, one of the things about in my nun training, I like to call it, you know, you really have to dig in and be honest with yourself. So it's extremely powerful.
Well, we're just going to have to take our first break. Kimberly Ann, can I just clear with you? Do you like to be called the full title, Kimberly Ann or Kimberly?
Kimberly Ann, please.
Okay, that's grand. Just thought I'd clear that one up. Anyway, we are going to go to our first break. So you are listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk radio show. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll explore more about this fascinating subject with our wonderful guest, Kimberly Ann Christensen. So please stay tuned.
Wheels, a princess in a perfect world where nothing's wrong.
Living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia, and we are discussing the Divine Feminine as ever, and how to strengthen it with Kimberly Ann Christensen, our lovely guest this evening. So, Kimberly Ann, next question for me is, you speak about repairing your love blanket in the messages that you put out. And I'm really quite intrigued with that term, if you like, love blanket. Tell us more about that.
Our love blanket is really the unconditional love energy that we have around us when we're born. And the thing is, because it's an energetic blanket, that often we fill it with stories, right? Stories mm-hmm. of love. And sometimes those stories, you know, from childhood become heavy with material that is sad. And so our love blankets, which are meant to protect us, to remind us that we are always enveloped in love, sometimes become heavy with sad energies, with people who have abused their power around us. And we, all of a sudden, when it becomes darker and heavier and not so light, we all of a sudden stop valuing ourselves as much. So it's important, and sometimes people tear pieces of our blanket away from us. And the love that we used to feel so strongly when we were incarnated, when we came in, we find really has holes and tears in it. And so yeah. It's important for us to repair those love blankets so that we are constantly reminding ourselves and feeling like the love that is within us is also around us. Yeah.
You know, Kimberly Ann, I'm really struck by this because I know there are a lot of us tapping in, obviously, to the collective consciousness, the universal consciousness, and we're downloading a lot of the same things, and I hadn't put it together. But as you speak about that, in my last book, I brought out the five bodies, which were physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and the love body. And I was quite specifically given that by the archangelic realms. And you know what? It's exactly what you're describing. You're calling it the love blanket. So it's just a terminology difference.
Yes.
But we're coming at it from the same meaning. I'm blown away by that.
Well, that's because we have the same name energy, Patricia. We were meant to.
We? We do. Wow.
We're meant to bring in similar things and buoy each other up and support each other. I think it's beautiful.
We are doing that, girl. Absolutely. I just feel so excited. Tell us more. Now, you've got more ways to strengthen this divine feminine energy.
One of the most important ones that I think is to be able to see yourself as a gift, sacred and divine. I call it a treasure worthy of getting to know under just this, the rules of just being respectful to yourself and for others. I can't imagine, for years, I never saw myself as a gift or as sacred, never believed it. But I'll tell you, when you begin to clear out your spiritual being, and because I had to connect directly with Jesus, made it very clear for me that I was a sacred being and that in my sacred temple, I had really made some decisions that destroyed it. And I had to rebuild my spiritual temple and regain my sacred peace within. Yeah,
and
I saw
that. Sorry, Kimberly. I was just going to say, did that involve what I would call soul retrieval, just pulling it back from all the disparate parts of yourself and bringing it all back to a sense of whole being?
That was definitely one of the things that was done when I was under healing. So yeah. During my healing time, and because I'm a visual person, I saw it, you know, how the foundations were being built. I saw just the very bottoms, the corners, then, you know, the posts that were going up. So basically, to know yourself as sacred is to know that in your heart chakra, your spiritual heart chakra, that there is a sacred temple there, which is where you meet Jesus. It's like his place where he comes to bring you. It's like amazing. And for those like Buddha or what have you, divine love, however you like to say it, but it's your very special place. And when you've destroyed that, when you've broken it, when it's no longer sacred anymore, it has to be rebuilt.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that. What I find when I guide people to that very place that you are describing, for me and for many of my clients and whatnot now, they are actually accessing more and more often the galactic ambassadors from the councils of light. And in fact, the one who's really coming in at the moment is Elijah. But then he seems to be very connected to Mary Magdalene.
Interesting.
It is interesting. And so much more awareness then of the other dimensions, other worlds. And I'll have to flag this up. For a while, I was a bit, I just thought it was a bit unusual because I had never been channeling things like that before. But I think it is significant within the shift that we've had to the fifth dimensions, you know?
You know, it's so interesting because having traveled so much in my former lives, just throughout the galaxies. So I'm very familiar with quite a few of the galactic entities that are out there. And it's so funny, it depends on your soul group, you know, who your soul group is. Many people are very connected to intergalactic helpers, energies, and it's just this network of beings that come together. It's so fascinating. And it just depends on your soul group and who you're channeling. Because when I first opened my gifts, I was channeling some galactic helpers. And then my energy was shifted over to the soul group with Jesus and Mother Mary, because that just happens to be the group that I'm working with in this particular lifetime. I love it. I love it. Everyone supported. Everyone supported their work.
And I love it too. I started the other way around. I started with Jesus and Mary and Mother Mary, and then the Galactics came in. So, I mean, we're all getting there. However we do it, there are so many roads and paths to soul realization, isn't that true? But anyway, let me just take you a wee bit further on. Now, you mentioned anthems to love, spiritual awakening, and cosmic serenades. Tell us about that. Sounds beautiful.
This is the other part of my work. This is an innovative piece that I created and invented. It is called Spiritual Astronumerology. And what I do, I found that people's names, their birth dates, and their natal charts of astrology actually hold the secrets to their spiritual awakening. It's like when the planets come together, it's like they're singing. It's like a song that they're sharing with you about your spiritual purpose here. And it's all based on love, because the energy of the universe is all love. So, you know, by harnessing that, once you know what those energies are, you know, it's just so amazing. I love it. So I do name readings. I do astrology readings using this special, the anthems and the cosmic serenades. I mean, they sing each day telling us what spiritual energies are coming in, what we should do, how we should awaken, you know, especially Pluto as a transformer. Oh my gosh, it's so powerful. I love it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Now, you did do it for my name, I have to say, and that I much appreciate. I think that was when we first connected.
Yes.
Actually, really, Kimberly Ann. So it is lovely work. So I can recommend that to everybody. I did get that done. And would you say we're same soul group, Kimberly Ann? Is that what you said earlier on? From it coming from our names.
Our names, both of our names, energized to the 100, which is the 100th degree out of 360 degrees in the zodiac. And what that means is that we're walking a similar path. That means our experiences right. will attract each other, and we'll have similar experiences, not the same, but very yes. similar in terms of how we attract things in our life.
Wow. The whole thing is incredibly fascinating, and well, people have just got to find out more. So can you give us your URL right now, Kimberly Ann, so they can be in touch with you?
Yes. So to learn more about my cosmic serenades and anthems and for my intuitive reports, the URL is www.lifepathinternational.com. And that will tell you more even about my Gift of Goodbye program, Awakening to Love. There's a workshop tab. And they can see sample reports from celebrities. I have Beyonce. I have Mariah Carey.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so you can get some sample. See what happens with celebrities, because their life is so out in the open. You can you know, access their names and see how it all works together. I mean, Beyonce is just amazing. Same with Jennifer Lopez, how the movies she's made are exactly attracted to her name. Or her name. It's crazy.
Gosh. Well, that's amazing. Now, we're going to once again have to go to a little break, but when we come back, Kimberly Ann, I think we've still got one or two bits to share with people. I'm sure you've got a lot more to share, in fact, about the work that you're doing. So what we're going to also mention is what the giveaways are. So that will be after this break. So I am Patricia, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. And when we come back, we'll be tuning in together to the Divine Feminine Power with you. And Kimberly Ann is going to share one of her most important pieces of life advice just for you. So please stay tuned.
A princess in a perfect world where nothing's wrong and nothing hurt. And then the sun destroys the skies. Awake, I have to realize the biggest dream.
Like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
the urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We're back on the Awakening Talk radio show with Patricia and my guest today, Kimberly Ann Christensen. Now, we've been having a great time chatting away and we haven't mentioned our giveaways yet. So let me take you to Kimberly Ann's right away. She is offering her mini e-journal, which is called Butterfly Wisdom. And it's 12 inspirational quotes for realizing the preciousness of each moment. It sounds divine. And I'm going to give you an HTTP number that you can put onto Google or whatever, and you'll get on to be able to have this. So it's http://bit.ly/xq3b0v. Now I'm going to put that on the profile tomorrow or later on, so that if you want to have a look at that, that's the link for it. And the other thing we have to say is if you want to email Kimberly, it's Kimberly Ann with an E at lifepathinternational.com. And so those are the ways to connect with Kimberly Ann. Kimberly, how many of those are you giving away now for tonight's program?
Oh, my gosh, there's no limit.
No limit.
Right. Really, really gifted.
Okay, well, that's just beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're so
now
welcome.
You can phone the studio to reserve one of those. The number would be 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So you can email us, you can phone, you've got a whole lot of things you can do. We would be delighted if you just did one of them. Because I am also offering a one-hour coaching session free of charge, and the only qualification is that you haven't worked with me before. So if you fancy some life coaching that is seriously life-changing, then please give us a ring at the studio. So, Kimberly Ann, if you had just one life tip that you would give our listeners, what would that tip be?
Okay, so this is very important to me, and I have to tell you, I have lived this. So what I would say is to stop discounting yourself by giving away your power to others. The more highly you value and honor your own gifts, the more power you exude, and the more life force and abundance you attract to yourself. And I have to tell you, the more highly you can value yourself, stop discounting yourself, stop seeing yourself and thinking you're just going to give yourself away for free. It's the worst thing you can do for yourself. It's to know that you are sacred, you are divine, and that you are a gift and a treasure full of love and special. So that to me is the biggest life tip I can give people. Once you have that solid foundation, you'll always find success because the love is going to be within you and you're going to know that you are worthy and valuable to others and to yourself.
And that is just beautiful, Kimberly, and I totally agree with you. I think women find it difficult. Women, I feel, have been mistaught, if you like, by saying that, okay, you're givers, outers, you're not receivers, and they spend their lives giving away to partners, husbands, children, ailing mother, father, you know, and it does cause guilt if they're not actually doing that, if they have this fear of being seen to put themselves first, and that's just awful to do that. That is the learned paradigm. I myself see a lot of clients who are struggling to get that one, to put themselves first. Do you find that you get a lot of people with that particular issue?
Oh, absolutely. All of them.
Yes. All of
them. There's very, very few people that actually are able to see themselves as a treasure. And I'm going to take that to the level where people or women in particular feel like they have to give more in order to get. Right? I have to give you more of myself in order to get. Except that the real lesson is that really, no, that's not the truth. It's like it's important to be in balance. And we are constantly off balance in our giving and our relationships. And we give away from, you know, our foundations of values. We decide we don't just give away. We stop honoring our own values. That's what discounting means. We say our values, the things that are important to us, are not important. And we don't have the patience to wait for someone who will match us and see us as that divine source that says, I like what you have and I'm willing to work for it and I'm willing to wait for it. And that's the key.
Yeah. Absolutely, Kimberly. I totally agree with you. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we had on Candy Howe. I don't know if you've heard of her. And she was talking about twin flames as opposed to your soul mate or whatever.
Yes.
And that's exactly what she was saying about the twin flame, that you're meeting somebody who's equal to you in every ways, but you just seem to fit together. There's no hassle or, you know, how in other relationships you take years to go through getting all the bits ironed out. So, yes, I totally agree with you about that. Is there a program or something that you are promoting right now that you want to tell us about that maybe incorporates these life tips in it? What are you doing?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's called Awaken to Love with the Gift of Goodbye. And let me give you the URL because I'm giving away two free videos about love, my love tips, which are exceptional, which will help you immediately right away. The website is www.awakeningthebutterflywithin.com. That's awakeningthebutterflywithin.com. And if you go to that site, you can learn more about the program that I'm doing, but you get your free videos first. You know, I just want people to know what it means to learn how to love themselves, to strengthen their divinity inside, to enhance their femininity, their intuition. It's very powerful. And the program is, again, a guided meditation program. So it's using, you know, the guided journeys, using yourself to bring forward the truth of who you are. And you just lighten yourself up. 12 videos. It's amazing. I can't wait for people to come onto the workshop.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay, they buy the 12 videos and then there is also a workshop. Is that right?
So the 12 videos are part of the workshop. So it's a workshop of 12 videos, and they come to your email. Yeah, guided meditations, journals, all sorts of goodies that I'm giving away. It's wonderful.
And it's Awakening, www.awakeningthebutterflywithin,
.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay, .com. Do you run any workshops in and around your area or anything that you're doing? Do you do it one-to-one or do you tend to use social media most of the time?
This is actually the, when I was an educator, I always did one-to-one, but when I'm doing this, this is going to be through email. So there are virtual videos coming to your email right now. I'm in a doctoral program, so my time doing one-to-one is very limited, working on my dissertation. Trying to get your PhD is a little time-consuming.
And there's only one of you, you see. And, you know, I think I'm being changed over, if you like, as well, because I used to be promoting my time, my one-to-ones, workshops, events, and I think I am learning that we need to be promoting our expertise and putting it out there in that way. And then, because there are only so many hours in the day, would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I do still do intuitive readings and my word energy reports. So that is something that I do one-on-one because it's not... Yeah, they're not automated, but so I love doing those too. So I do still do individual readings.
Yes, good for you. I don't know where you get all your energy, to be honest. It's all this love work. That's good.
You know what? When you can help people, you just get energized. You just feel such love to help people. I don't want people to suffer. I was so tired of suffering. Patricia, I was so tired. I'm so happy to help people. I love it. I love to want to see them smile, to be happy, to release all their barriers and the pain. Oh my gosh, that's just my heart's calling. So I love doing it. So it enthuses me.
You know what? We love you doing it too. And I've just got to thank you very, very, very much, Kimberly Ann, for sharing all of that magical, mystical information. It's just fabulous. And I will repeat all the connections for you later in the show. But meantime, thank you so much, Kimberly Ann. And we will be in touch soon. Okay. This is Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we return, I'm going to share a bit more with you the ways to expand and amplify the Divine Feminine in your life. So stay tuned.
A princess in a perfect world where nothing's wrong and nothing hurts. And then the sun destroys the skies. Awake, I have to realize the biggest dream.
At 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Sugar is getting a bad rap these days, being linked to causing diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and cancers. A big culprit is a soda we drink, which has 16 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass. Diet drinks, while low in sugar, have aspartame, which is a toxin the body breaks down into formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is used in embalming people, and it causes cancer. So instead, drink organic kombucha, K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A. It is good for you, and depending on how it is sweetened, will only have 2 to 8 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass, and is naturally carbonated, so you will get your fizzy fix. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze.
Well, welcome back, everybody, and I hope you're all feeling as inspired as indeed I am, because we have been learning and absorbing a lot about the Divine Feminine Energy with Kimberly Ann Christensen and myself. And I really would like to offer my sincere thanks to Kimberly Ann for being with us today. Really, her love expertise is obvious to us all. She just exudes love, and she has totally lifted the vibration of our program this evening by putting that wonderful love vibration out to all of you. And so we've been augmenting love together, and we've also been playing wonderful music from the Awakening musical, which I have to say I partly wrote with my friends John Sinclair and Roz Burnett. And that is the lovely Nikki Connell, who sings that song, very emotive. If I had wings, you know, if I would feel, but my heart is numb, all that kind of thing. So lovely words. So now we're going to go to a quick reminder about the giveaways tonight, because perhaps we just need to clarify what Kimberly Ann is offering. And she is offering this mini e-journal called Butterfly Wisdom, 12 inspirational quotes for realizing the preciousness of each moment. And I'm going to read this HTTP bit out again. It's http://bit.ly/XQ3B0V. If that's a bit much, do phone into the studio. The number is 1-800-930-02819. Okay, so you've got different options there. Now then, what are we going to talk about now? We're going to talk about growing and expanding love in our lives, and that's exactly what we've been doing. We've been growing this aspect of ourselves this evening. And as I mentioned earlier on, my book called Love, Simply That, outlines all of these aspects and how to really love yourself more and let go, and let go of all the past programming and the blocks, the conditioning you've had. We've had, I feel, the human race, a lot of wrong teaching. And it's embedded, it's the old paradigms, it's so subtle sometimes you don't even know it's there. And we really need to root it all out and come back to the fullness, the wholeness of who we truly are. And each and every one of you out there listening to us today, you need to know that you are a magnificent being of light, as Kimberly Ann would say, a treasure. And one that needs to be honored and valued and appreciated. And you could wait a long, long time to expect the rest of the world to do that for you. The secret is really to do it for yourself. And, you know, I deal with clients all the time, and I had a client today who just simply doesn't see herself, doesn't recognize who or what she is, doesn't remember. And so it's about stepping into that remembrance of who you truly are. And you did come to this planet divinely perfect. And it's just what happens with the distortions of humanity when we arrive here that can take us ever so slightly off track. Well, all you need to do is nudge yourself back on. So my book, Love, available on Amazon as an ebook or paperback, do go to it. Just the vibration of it itself will really help you lift your conscious awareness to another level. And I also do a Love CD. It's a beautiful hypnovisualization, if you like, a beautiful journey to the center of your heart, the sacred temple there, and all the ways to love yourself more and more. And in fact, on my site, which is www.patriciairiskerens.com, I have other CDs there with guided imagery available too. Very powerful work. All the work that we did in Baltimore was about identifying, birthing, and activating this divine feminine aspect of self. And when we had done that, we actually brought forward, we really did birth. There is now a call to look after that inner child. And so how do we do that? How do we nurture? How do we care? Well, we just need to find ways of taking time for ourselves, looking after ourselves, dare I say, putting yourself first. It just feels so wrong, ladies, but you know what? How can you exist without doing that? It's like the air hostess in the plane. She says, give yourself oxygen first before you help the dependents, the wee ones, or whoever's with you. You really need to feed yourself first with love and care. Because if you don't, that opens the door to dis-ease. So we don't want to energize that. We want to be love in action. And to do that, it needs to start with you. No two ways about it. So, you know, in America, we spoke to lovely different people, many different people coming from very different avenues of life. We had big financial people who needed to rectify, bring balance back into life. We had other people who really felt they didn't belong in some ways to this planet. In many respects, they don't. We are all from the stars. We are all from different aspects of this great universe, and that's only the universe we talk about. There are many more of them. So, you know, this is about becoming, stepping into your divine feminine and masculine power and balance is about becoming a multidimensional being of light and understanding who you really are. And that's where my work seems to be taking me these days. But, you know, I promise there's a lovely girl called Cindy Watson who runs a hub in England, in naturallyuniversal.com. And she's just helping all kinds of therapists and people unite and bringing forward a networking website, which is truly lovely, filled with love, and she's making you aware of what events and different people are doing in the UK. So if any of my listeners in the UK want to network at a high level with the right vibration, with love vibration, then please visit www.naturallyuniversal.com. And so just one last word to tell you, I am bringing out a new program and it's going to be called Divine Feminine Soul Empowerment for Life and Business. Hoping to launch it in May, keeping all fingers crossed. It's really going to be about finding your purpose, feeling your passion and owning your divine feminine power. And if it's about nothing else, you know it is about love. And so my contact details are www.patriciairiscairns.com. Email me at info@patriciairiscairns.com. I'm doing my one-to-ones. I am here to serve. If I can take you on your next step, I would love to be there with you. I bring my heart to everything that I do. So go on the site, put your name in, get the newsletter and a free CD or MP3, and keep creating your soul sound. The sound is ah. Just make it from your heart. Do it often. We don't have time tonight. I'm running late. But you know what? As ever, it's been a great, great pleasure to be with all of you. My wonderful engineer, Brian, thank you. Love you.
Thank you, my friend. Great to be working with you.
Thanks, Brian. And join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 Pacific, and 7 p.m. GMT. Next week on the Awakening Talk radio show, I'm going to take you on the next steps of your evolutionary journey with Geraldine Bone, trainer, divine feminine lady extraordinaire, and she works with the corporates. So meantime, have a great week. I'll see you back here next time. This is Patricia saying goodbye.
You've just been listening to The Awakening Radio with Patricia. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. Take command of the power in your life. Be inspired. Become rewired. For more information about Patricia, visit theawakeningradio.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't give you.